is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Trump administration announced a new policy Monday that would impede immigrants already in the country from obtaining permanent residency or citizenship if they use public benefits like Medicaid, food stamps, or housing assistance. The new policy is supposed to take effect October 15th of 2019. Cesar Espinoza, the executive director of the Houston immigrant advocacy group FILE, says he's concerned that immigrant parents and children will avoid public health programs for fear it will lead to the denial of a green card.
Here in the city of Houston, I felt it in the sense that there's been clinics and different entities that have reached out to us in order to try to get messaging out to our folks that they should still seek medical assistance. They should still seek go to the clinics and things like that to get help, because at the end of the day, this could lead to a health public health crisis if undocumented folks don't get the services that they need.
The rule does not impact humanitarian-based immigration programs for refugees and asylees and contains exemptions for victims of trafficking and domestic violence. Ken Cuccinelli, acting director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, said the administration wants to avoid situations where people who are adjusting their status become dependent on public benefits in the future. Thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators filled Hong Kong's international airport Monday, forcing the cancellation of all flights. On the streets of Hong Kong earlier Monday, enraged protesters blocked roads and defied police orders to disperse after riot officers fired tear gas and non-lethal ammunition at fleeing crowds. Hong Kong's deputy commissioner says he will continue deploying officers against what he refers to as violent protesters.
As long as they are violent protesters, if they are aiming to use deadly force against any other people, we will try our best to do investigation and have them apprehended.
Dozens of injuries have been reported. This is VOA News. Talks with North Korea are stalled yet again. Pyongyang has ramped up its ballistic missile launches, and in the United States, the leading contender to challenge President Trump is threatening a tougher approach toward Kim Jong-un. Add it all up, and these are increasingly challenging times for the liberal government of South Korean President Moon Jae-in, which against all odds helped bring about the U.S.-North Korea nuclear talks in 2018, but can now do little to help move them forward. North Korea has set an end-of-year deadline for the U.S. to change its approach to talks, which have stalled since a Trump-Kim summit in February broke down over how to pair sanctions relief with steps to dismantle North Korea's nuclear program. Questions continue to be raised about how corrections workers were watching Jeffrey Epstein before his alleged suicide. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
A person in the know about the federal jail in New York where Jeffrey Epstein killed himself says one of the two people guarding him wasn't a regular correctional officer. The person spoke on condition of anonymity. The shortage of trained guards has federal prisons using support staff as fill-ins. A second person, also speaking on condition of anonymity, says investigators found rather than checking Epstein every 30 minutes, the guards were taking several hours between checks. Attorney General William Barr.
We are now learning of serious irregularities at this facility that are deeply concerning.
Barr says Epstein's death won't stop the criminal investigation of others who might have been involved in his alleged sex trafficking operation. I'm Tim McGuire.
Two out of four experimental drugs being used to treat Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo have proven so effective they will be given to all patients. Reuters' Nathan Frandino.
Scientists with the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases announced Monday that two potential drugs showed a survival rate of as much as 90% in a clinical trial. The two experimental drugs were developed with antibodies harvested from survivors of the Ebola infection. Authorities say they'll now offer the treatments to all patients in the DRC. The promising results come amid the second largest Ebola outbreak in history. At least 1,800 people have died since it began spreading in eastern Congo last August. From 2013 to 2016, more than 11,300 people were killed in West Africa in the world's largest ever Ebola outbreak. Officials said the trial's positive findings were encouraging, but not enough to stop the epidemic for good.
That is Reuters' Nathan Frandino reporting. Rescue operations continue in four Indian states where monsoon floods have killed nearly 200 people and forced more than 1 million from their homes. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama. Morning in Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot, rocking and beautiful sounds from across the continent will be knocking on your doors. So I want you to relax, because today again I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. But this morning, Africa is mourning. Africa is crying because we just lost a wonderful son of the soil. DJ Arafat, one of Ivory Coast's best, that actually obtained 1 million YouTube viewers in less than one day on his song Moto Moto, has died on August 12, 2019 in a fatal motorcycle accident in Abidjan, Cote d'Ivoire. According to information, he was riding a motorcycle and smashed into a car. He was critically injured and taken to an Abidjan hospital where he later died. DJ Arafat was born in Abidjan in 1986. He has 11 albums, mainly of Coupe de Calais, a dance music from combining choppy rhythms with hip-hop style vocals. Rest in peace, DJ Arafat. We will continue to remember you, and your music will still reign. And we are going to pay a tribute in this first part of the show to DJ Arafat, as we'll be playing some of his songs on the show. Africa has lost another son in the person of DJ Arafat from Cote d'Ivoire. Rest in peace.
Il faut consommer. Voilà musique qui consomme.
Papa Samuel
Adeba. Allez, mama todi gini gito, tengenangeto. Et me tengenangeto, mama de bise de tengenangeto. Tengenangeto, mama de bise de tengenangeto. Yeteme tengenangeto. Suba, wari ro rose. Tupa na rapati yoro. Wala mi de kimbuze. Baby chocolate danse.
I get this friend where we get from Calabar, Labake.
father. Come to think she be my personal person. But anytime when she come around, she get this feeling where they do me like fever. And when she dance with my messy boo, he dey be me like say na for fun. Me like how she play the best line. It makes me sing ooh la la la. The way she do, the way she that. It makes me sing ooh la la la. Oh yeah. When mommy come back, she a jump. Daddy come to me a cross. And when they ask me, it was me. That's why me talk say I don't like this shirt, but your body. Cause you know say my mama don't like her. I don't want this shirt, but your body. Cause you know say my papa don't like her. Daddy come to me a bros. And when they ask me, it was me. That's what me talk say. I don't like this shirt, but your body. Cause you know say, my mama don't like them. I don't want this shirt, but your body. Cause you know say, my papa don't like them. If you try, I go do you many things. If you doubt me, no try me. Cause if you try, I go do you many like how she play the best line. It makes me sing ooh la la la. The way she move, the way she dance. It makes me sing ooh la la la. Oh yeah. When mommy come back, she a jump. Daddy come to me a cross. And when they ask me, it was me. That's why me talk and say I don't like this shirt, but your body. Cause you know say my mama don't like them. I don't want this shirt, but your body.
Yeah.
You've just listened to Apero and Touching Body, Jay Martins and Arafat and Padumpu, all coming from our tribute songs today to DJ Arafat. But later on the show, I'll be talking to Danaya Dennis. Danaya Dennis is from South Sudan, and he was here in Washington, D.C., and happened to be my guest on the African Beat. And so I want you to stay tuned, because I'll be talking to him later on.
Hi, my name is Danaya Dennis of Stigos, all the way from South Sudan. I am with David Vandy of the African Beat, live on The Voice of America.
Let's continue with some music. Control by Fally Ipupa of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And right after that, Sexy Baby by Sultan Clinton of South Sudan. And Awo by Willie J, Willie Mama of Sierra Leone. But Control right now by Fally Ipupa of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Control. On avance, on légère, on légère. On les traumatise, oui, on les sait. Bah ouais, la jalousie est un vilain défaut. Bah ouais, ou bien, il faut dans la zoba. Il faut dans la zabri. Mais vraiment, il faut dans la zoba. Il faut dans la zabri. Clé à la main, on active nos armures. On sont guerriers, on attaque au contrôle.
Nous sommes les élus de Dieu.
On est là.
And it's good to go.
Sexy body. I want to love you, love you.
Dennis of the Stygos, all the way from South Sudan. I always listen to the African beat with David Vedder on the Voice of America.
Listen, I want to make you mine. As soon as you shake your bagasse, I want to make my baby shake your bagasse. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The way that you shaking your bagasse, baby, they give me banana. Yeah, baby, girl, they make I want to shake the banana. Oh, baby, come and give me your lantern, give me banana. Oh, yeah. Ah, yeah. Baby, shake your banana.
Shake it, I will give it to Nana. Now you want me, I could love you. Oh, my sexy guana. Come shake it to the best liner. Them I call me designer. Come shake it to the best liner. Them I call me dreamy miner. Oh, yeah.
By Willie J, Willie Mama of Sierra Leone, and right before that, Sultan Clinton of South Sudan and Sexy Baby, A Brand New Court, and Control by Fally Ipupa of the Democratic Republic of Congo. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington. When I come back, my guest, Denea Dennis from South Sudan, will be right here to talk to you.
Oh my God. I am classy, sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Star Eagles, HD Records. lady, Afilana, Afilana, Rana Mulinti Bata, Asan Inti Hidia Mina Lalana, oh, yeah, Billy, Asan Baba Mama Billy Gora, Asan Dirani Alna School Bikun Quest. Nina ma bide relevantani, oh, beledi afilana,
nina ma ukwes, elita filina wawa, kanina mubata, elita filina yawe, elita nina lesa Afrika ya matawa.
Hello again, everybody out there. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C., and my guest is coming all the way from South Sudan, from Juba. Yes, my second place, Juba. I love you guys. Hello, Juba. How are you guys doing out there? I hope you all having a good time. Well, I have the son of the soil in the building, and that is Denea Dennis. Welcome to The African Beat, Denea.
Thank you. I love the way you called my name. I thought you would not pronounce it. Yeah.
Well, Denea Dennis, love that. Well, thank you so much for being my guest today.
It's an honor to be here today.
Yes.
Trust me, it's not easy to be here.
Well.
That today.
You know, I just played one of your songs, Afilana.
Afilana, yes.
Afilana.
Yes.
Yeah, tell me about this song very briefly.
The song talks about the country, the situation that the country has been in. Like we had the conflict that was going on. So, you know, Afilana is like, forgive me. It's like, that is the way to go. So we asking that we need to forgive each other. Like for us to move ahead, for us to experience the peace that we need to forgive each other. So that's what the song is all about.
You know, after the war in my country in Sierra Leone, we had a saying that after a war, there is reconciliation.
Yes.
After a war, there must be reconciliation.
It is a must.
So that's what Afilana is talking about.
Yes, it's all about that. And like looking to the land that we really need to forgive each other if we are to move ahead. So that's what the song is talking about.
Well, beautiful, beautiful. I'm happy that the young folks are coming up with those ideas of peace.
Mm.
Because most times when there is a little thing, a little conflict in a place, all the blames will be casted on the young people.
On the young people.
Or it's the young people that are causing this, the young people. But now it's the young people
young
that are
people.
Talking about peace.
Yes, and not only us, we have a lot of artists who have done songs on the peace and the current situation in South Sudan. So we have really tried our best because we don't need to be politicians so that we can advocate for peace and things like that. But we use music as a tool to reach out to people and to send positive messages to the masses out there that peace is what we need.
And you have followers too because you are the musicians. You go out to the people, you meet them, and so they're following you, they're listening to you.
Mm.
Because if they listen to your music, that means they're listening to you.
Exactly.
So you can pass your messages through your music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did that. And we have actually sung a lot of, it's just like basically we sing gospel music. But we believe that God is concerned not only about our spiritual lives. God is concerned about how we live in the society.
Mm-hmm.
Because the basis for the church is in the community.
That's
if the family is not in peace, we cannot expect the church to be in peace and even the nation. So we're trying to advocate, we're trying to use our voices to make sure that we pass positive messages to our community that we need to build up a healthy community. People who really know what living together is supposed to be. So we sing songs like that to make sure that we encourage the people to live in peace.
That is great. That is great. Well, thank you very much for that positive step that you guys are taking out there. While you're listening to The African Beat on the Voice of America, my guest Denea Dennis from South Sudan, and you know we just went straight to the song, but first of all, Denea, let the people know exactly what kind of person are you? Who are you? Who is Danaya Dennis? Because, you know, to say, oh, yeah, South Sudan is the youngest country in the world,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well,
but we have this powerful man that just came out of nowhere to say, hey, I'm from South Sudan. I want to be on your show.
On
and look
show.
At you. You are
oh,
here.
My goodness. Thank you. Above all, thank you for welcoming me to the show. As you said, my name is Danaya Dennis. I sing gospel music. I sing for Star Eagles. It's me and my colleague Tony. Unfortunately, he's not here in the US. He's in Dubai. I know he'll be enjoying the show. Well, not only music, but I also do business. I'm an entrepreneur. So I co-founded a tech company. We do digital solutions in South Sudan, websites, and recently we launched an e-commerce. So like the Amazon for South Sudan. Very soon it's going to be working. And as well, I work with a local organization in a nutrition department. I am a nutritionist. So, yeah.
Man, you're a master of everything. Come on.
Yeah, so I do that because I know that there is something that I need to do for the community. So I go to the community in the rural areas of Juba. We do screening for the children and treat them for malnutrition. So that is who I am.
And so what are you doing in the U.S.?
In the U.S., I came in for the Mandela Washington Fellowship. And our time has come to an end. And I said, I can't just go back before I visit this
You have
man.
To be on this African beat that I listen to every day in South Sudan, right?
Yeah, I listen to you every day.
Okay, yeah. Well, now let's take another song of yours right here. You call this one, He Cares.
He Cares.
Yes, explain.
Yes,
that.
He Cares is just like telling who God is. Like, everything I go through, I know that God is there. He cares for me. So He will not leave me in a dish. He could not leave me in anywhere, but He always there for me. And that's why He says He cares.
All right. Well, we're going to take this song right now, He Cares, by our guest in the studio today, Danaya Dennis, who is coming from South Sudan. Enjoy the song. We'll be right back.
Star Eagles. Asumarabuna. Kilima tarabuna. Oh, Rabuna, Rabuna Tai. Oh, 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 God is good. He's so good to me. Rabuna, my visible when I begin to pit up. Rabuna, my visible when I begin to say day. Oh, no. Every day, every night, he cares for me. Every day, every night, he cares for me. When I lost the way, the Lord is always by my side. Even when I'm hungry, He cares for me. The Lord is good. I will praise your name, Lord. I will call your name, Lord. Cause you are a wonderful God to me. Yeah. Oh Lord, I will give you praise. I will bless your name, Lord. And blessings follow me
every day.
When I begin, it's a day. Oh no. Every day, every night, He cares for me. Every day, every night, He cares for me.
Kansabaja, nabisilile ala. Kandinahar, wogeni hafizwala. Oh, feel me, sir. Anabishukuru ala. Ashen quest bito le ana. Oh, I live a life of testimony every day. Cause I know my God is always by my side.
Every day, every night, He cares for me. Rabuna mami sibu wana begin is a day. Oh no. Every day, every night, He cares for me. Every day, every night.
He cares. Beautiful music on The Voice of America today by Danaya Dennis, our guest from South Sudan. Okay, you said you listen to African beat all the time in South Sudan. Mm-hmm. So tell me about our listening base. How are people accepting Voice of America and African beats in particular in your country?
People love it. The fact that you're promoting African music, because the name alone is the selling point. It's like African beat. So we want to know what is new, because like many musicians, they're curious to know what is happening in the continent. And we believe that your listenership has, you know, grown all over the world. If I'm not mistaken, like people everywhere listen to your music. So even people like us who are musicians, we want to know what's new in the industry. So we know that you get first-hand information, and many young people love your show. Many people, I can tell you that.
Okay, yeah. And listening to the show, you say, okay, I wish my song could also be played on the show.
Yeah, there was a time you were playing music, and I'm like, why is this man not playing a song from South Sudan? Come on. Something has to happen.
Yeah. Well, I've got a few from South Sudan, really. Like the other day, I played a song of Afiz, and that is My World.
Yeah,
and Afiz, I played another song from him. I played songs from Victoria Ole Eluzai. Mm-hmm. You know, in fact, she has been on my show. She was the first person I had from South Sudan, the first artist from South Sudan. Yes,
amazing.
I
can promise you that we have big talent in South Sudan.
Looking forward to have more.
Yeah, and it has not been exposed, so let this be the starting point. I am sure that you will love what comes from South Sudan. We have big names. We have Dynamo, we have Silver Eggs, we have other musicians in the gospel arena, people who are really doing great job in the country, and like they are role models to all the upcoming musicians. And those are the people I want to connect you to them.
Yeah. Just play another song now that you have there. This is Mama Boy.
This is Mama Boy. You know, mamas in Africa, they really work hard. Uh-huh. And most especially in our villages, sometimes, you know, it hurts me to see that mothers are so much committed than the fathers in the house. So, like, you find all the domestic work, mothers do it. So, and they're not being appreciated by men. So this song is to appreciate the mamas for what they do. Basically, every day they wake up in the morning, they have a lot. Some people think that being a housewife, you have nothing to do. But, you know, women do great
job. That is a huge job.
Yeah. So we're trying to send this message that mama is very important.
In fact, they've got no day offs.
Exactly.
They work 24/7.
They work 24/7, and they're the first people to wake up every day. Uh-huh. Sometimes my mom sleeps late, and I've been seeing that as I was growing up. So we're trying to send this message to appreciate them, that mama, thank you for, you know, being mama to me. Your mama boy.
Yeah. Well, for all the mamas across the world, across Africa, the great continent, we're dedicating this one to you, Mama Boy. We hope you love it and enjoy it. This is by our guest today, Danaya Dennis from South Sudan. Let's enjoy the song and we'll be right back.
Mama
Mama boy, mama boy, beautiful music there. Beautiful music for all the mamas. I'm sure all the mamas will be proud right now. You know, they'll be proud right now as they keep listening to the great show.
And by the way, that song was since 2012 and it's still being played.
And it's still being played on the radio.
Still being played on the radio.
Well, we're going to play it again here and the world is going to hear about it.
You need the world to know this song.
The world is going to hear about it. Yes, the African beat on the Voice of America. We broadcast Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. And every morning on Saturdays and Sundays, we broadcast live from South Sudan at 09:05. But again, you can join us. Join us. Go to voaafrica.com and you listen to us 24/7. We are right there for you. And, you know, we have a lot of songs from our guest today. And he's got the songs that he's been pestering me to play. He called it Holding On.
Holding On.
Holding On. And I'm eager to hear the song, Holding On.
That song, I talk about my personal life and how God has transformed me and all that he has done to me. For example, some of us grew up in a life that you cannot explain everything within a minute. And you look back, you just know that this is God. Without God, you have not seen this day. So these songs like, you saved my life, you fought for me, and I'm holding on to you. I'm never gonna give up no matter what comes my way. You know, I have come a long way with God, and it's more of a telling my testimony of what God has done to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And that's touching.
Yeah, so that's what the song is all about.
Well, thank you very much for playing a song like that. Let's get the song now. Holding On. This is going to be awesome. I am pretty sure. I've not even listened to you yet, but I know it's going to be awesome. Holding On is coming on right now by Danaya Dennis right now on the African beat. Let's get it on.
I want to share with you. Hey. When I was a little boy, I had a dream. And my mama used to teach me how to sing and how to pray to God. I didn't know that life would get so tough in the middle of the age. Life was so hard at home, in school, and everywhere. I've made many mistakes that I never knew would let me down in my life. I've been thanking God for the grace that he has given me. I'm so grateful he saved me, and he gave me a second chance, that I will stand again before the throne. It's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. So he saved my life, he fought for me, and I'm holding on to you. He saved my life, he fought for me, and I'm holding on to you. I'm never gonna give up, no. I'm never gonna give up, no. I'm here to testify of what God has done to me. See, when I was sick, you healed me. When I was in need, you provided. You opened doors for me and never expected. Jesus. In the midst of my time, Lord, you came for my rescue. Boy. When I was rejected, Jesus, you came and held me so strong. Oh, without you, Lord, I can't survive. I want to live to see these days. You did to me, nobody else can do. Lord, I'm grateful, grateful to you. What kind of love is this? What kind of God is this? Who lifts me up when I am down in my weakness? You saved my life, you fought for me, and I'm holding on to you. You saved me, you saved my life, you fought for me, and I'm holding on to you. I'm never gonna give up. No. Never gonna give up.
apart for me, and I'm holding on to you.
You saved my life,
you saved my life.
Jesus,
apart for me, and I'm holding on to you. I'm never gonna give up.
No, no, no.
No.
I'm never gonna give up, 'cause I know who you would tell me.
I'm
to.
I'm never gonna give up.
Oh,
no.
Celebrate your love and your grace and your love in Jesus to me.
I'm never gonna give up.
In the house who says, I'm never gonna give up.
I'm never gonna give up. No,
I'm never gonna give up. Never, 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 never.
I'm never gonna give up. No,
I'm holding on to the head. I'm holding on so strong to Jesus.
I'm never gonna give up. No,
no, no, no, no, no, no, I'm not gonna make.
I'm never gonna give up. No,
I'm not gonna give up.
Yes, indeed. Holding on, holding on, hold on to that precious moment. They are right on the African beats, the voice of America. Danaya, so when you go back to South Sudan, what are you going to tell the people that about African beats and, you know, that you were here? Let's just know.
I promise you, we have a musicians forum where musicians come together, we discuss issues that, you know, pertaining to the industry. And I think I am going to speak about the opportunity that I have gotten here and the strength of the African beat. You know, most of them know it. And if you can allow me to go and tell them that we already have a platform to showcase the South Sudan music industry, why not?
That is what the African Beat was
exactly
created
so
for.
That
African
is,
Beat was created to become a platform where young African talents that don't have a platform where their music could be heard across the world, we're giving them that opportunity.
My man, that's what I'm going to tell them.
Voice of America, yeah. The only station in the world that will take an artist and give you 30 minutes ear time.
And trust
just
me,
to talk about your music and about yourself.
Trust me, I'm going to be the ambassador for the African beat.
You got that. You are appointed ambassador of African beat in South Sudan.
Thank you.
Right in the heart of Juba.
And I'll be grateful to share South Sudanese music with you.
We can't wait to get more South Sudanese music on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right.
We're looking forward for that.
Yes. So now I want you to send a message. Before I let you go, I want you to send a message to all the people who are listening to you right now in South Sudan, across the world.
And across the world. Wow. Above all, thank you so much for the opportunity. It's been a dream, by the way, for your information. And being here today on VOA in the U.S. is not easy. But,
Danaya, I didn't know you were that funny, right?
Well, to all the people listening, I want to tell you that God can change stories. I couldn't believe I'll be here.
I know, right?
I mean, it's not easy. But I would just tell you, like you've heard from this song, hold on and don't give up. Mm-hmm. If you love something that you do, do it with all the passion that you have. Do it with all your heart. And I want to tell you that there's a promising talent in South Sudan. Let's give it a trial and see whether South Sudan music can not really move Africa and the world. So thank you for everyone, you know, those who will be supposed to be calling, you know, in our stations there, we get people like calling, you know, but here's none of that.
This is your place. This is your
my place.
All right. This is your place, yeah. Buddy. This is your
but
place.
Let's keep it up. And thank you so much for promoting the African talent.
You are so welcome. And thank you so much for being my guest today. And thanks for the patience.
It is an honor.
It's been a great, great pleasure having you
on
the show. All right. And so we're going to close the show today with a song called Maratai.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that song talks about faithfulness in marriage. For those who are married.
Are you?
I'm not, but soon.
Not yet.
Very soon. You know, that's the question we don't want to hear.
So
I'm getting married
very soon.
Very soon.
How soon?
Are you coming for my wedding?
I will come. How soon?
Very soon. So the song talks about faithfulness.
Okay.
It's like, you know, we're trying to point people to what the Word of God says, like one man, one wife. So and it's very important to be faithful to your partner. This is what we're trying to send in the message, Maratai.
Okay, yeah. Maratai is the song that we're going to close with today, and it's one of the favorites of my guests. And I said, look, David, we have to play that song.
You better.
Maratai. Well, to all our listeners out there in South Sudan and Juba, for those of you who have been writing to the African Beat, I want to thank you for your time to listen to us. And I bring you your son today, and that is Denea Dennis. Thank you so much, South Sudan, and thank you for giving me this great man here that has made me laugh throughout the show today. And till we meet again, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long. We leave you now with Maratai from Denea Dennis of South Sudan.
Star Eagles.
Star Eagles, yes, that's your group, right?
Yeah, that's the name of the group.
All right, thank you so much and God bless.
Thanks.
Star Eagles. Because it's easy, baby. Tiny, damn, I'm so loud.